Come over here. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from the Rife Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. You know, 1967 was a good year for American cars. It was also a great year for car enthusiasts here in Grand Rapids, Itasca County. That's when a small group formed the Itasca Vintage Car Club. Over the next 50 years, membership grew, and the club became involved in car shows, scholarships, and parades. You can see some of their cars parading around town every Thursday. Sometimes they end up over at the Dairy Queen, and you can actually see a lot of them parked outside the theater tonight. And you can see the distinctive orange shirts of their members here in the audience. So thank you to the Itasca Vintage Car Club. And they're here to celebrate their 50th anniversary of clubhood. And I'm joined on stage by two of the members, Tom Chapin and Stan Watson. So say hi to those folks. Hello. And so guys, I want to know something. All of these cool cars over the years, what do you love about cars? What keeps you involved here?
They're cars that we have a memory of. Almost all the members here can come up with a memory way back because we're vintage people in a vintage club. And we have vintage cars. And so if they think back, they have some sort of a memory that connects them to a certain vehicle. And that's what it is. They enjoy driving. We have terrific members that are really talented in restoring cars, painting cars, engineers. And so we're a group of people that get together, enjoy each other. That's the main thing, and enjoy driving our cars.
So what are those special cars for you?
Well, I will tell you that personally, I took a young lady to my senior prom in a 1959 Edsel. Not knowing what the future of that Edsel was. But I will tell you that it had great meaning to me the rest of my life because that young lady is now a middle-aged lady that happens to be my wife.
What about you, Stan?
Oh, we have several cars. One of ours is a 1942 Jeep, and both my wife and my father served in the war, and that's a tribute to all of you. Let's give everybody who served a hand.
So these cars, they're not just cars, are they? They tell a story.
Every one of them does, and every one of them because of the effort that was put into restoring them, because most of our members have restored their own cars.
And cars have kind of a long story, right, Stan?
Yeah, cars have been around for a long time. Maybe some of you don't know that in Genesis 1, it says God drove Eve out of the garden in a fury. That's a Plymouth. And it says God drove Adam out in a fury too, which is also a Plymouth. And then Moses and Aaron and Hezekiah dragged their rods across the desert until Joshua's triumph was heard throughout the land, a British car. And you know what Jesus' occupation was?
He was a carpenter.
Well, put your emphasis on the wrong syllable. He was a car painter, okay? And like Doug said, Jesus had a triumphal ride into town on a pony, which is Doug's Mustang GT.
Nice. Well, Tom Chapin and Stan Watson, thank you for being here, the Itasca Vintage Car Club. They talk about cars that they drove making a memory. Does this mean that I'm going to be in a club that celebrates my 94 Chevy Cavalier someday? Man, that'd be cool.